That'd be great.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and thanks for listening to the Blog Talk Radio Network. I'm Burke Allen, live in our studios in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. On this 12-12-12, December the 12th, 2012, it's a sunny, gorgeous day here, and off to check out the National Christmas Tree in just a couple of minutes. Our guest today is my old pal Landau Eugene Murphy, Jr. He was the winner of Season 6 of America's Got Talent, and Landau also debuted at number one on the album charts with his debut CD, That's Life, for Columbia Records. He has a busy year coming up, and I'm proud to be a part of Team Landau. Landau, how are you today?
All right, Burke, what's good, man?
We have so much to talk about in this next 30 minutes, but I want to go back in the beginning to ask you, with this incredible year that you've had, that we've had together, what is the biggest surprise for you in 2012? What really surprised you?
I guess winning the National Reality Personality Award.
That was fantastic. You were nominated along with people like the Kardashians, and I think Arsenio Hall was one of the nominees. You may have even beat out Honey Boo Boo. So you're an interesting company there. What was that experience like when you actually went to the awards? Did you meet any of those reality TV folks?
Yeah, and it was a lot of what really surprised me about it is like the whole thing was based out of, I think, Britain or something. And it was like a lot of people around the world voted for me. It was just people in the United States. It was like the whole world as one.
Landau Eugene Murphy, Jr., the winner of America's Got Talent with a worldwide appeal. He's doing a Christmas tour that kicks off at the Pocahontas Opera House in Snow Country, Snowshoe Country, Marlton, West Virginia, tomorrow, Thursday the 13th. That show is sold out. There are still a few tickets available for the December 14th show in Millwood, West Virginia. That's in Jackson County, right outside Charleston, directly in between Charleston and Parkersburg, West Virginia. And at that show on Friday night, Landau, you'll be performing a Christmas song, Silent Night, with a group of students from a local high school there, Ravenswood High School. Now, you've done that before. You've brought folks who are not professionals up on stage to sing with you, whether it be choirs or groups of children. What do you think that experience is like for those folks?
It's a real eye-opener. It gives them a glimpse into the world that we have to deal with as entertainers, you know? I mean, a lot of people want to be up there, and some of them just wonder what it's like to be up there. So I give them a taste of that, you know. I mean, I really like reaching back and helping people. So, I mean, I think that experience helps them deal with it and decide whether they want to be up there or not.
Landau Eugene Murphy, Jr., my pal and my guest today on the Burke Allen Show. And if you'd like tickets to see Landau at any of his upcoming concerts, you can get them on his website, LandauMurphyJr.com, including this Friday night show at the brand-new National Guard Armory in Millwood, West Virginia. That's in Jackson County. And you also have a homecoming concert right before Christmas, Saturday night, December 22nd, in our hometown of Logan, West Virginia. So the theater there, the Coalfield Jamboree, you have a lot of history with. Do you remember the very first time you performed there?
Yeah, it was probably in like 2003. I did a little show for the weekend program after doing the Arts and Crafts Festival over at the high school. You know, they asked me to come back and do the weekend program to raise money for less fortunate kids. So it's been a long time, you know, and I really enjoy it. That whole thing kind of groomed me for what I'm doing now, get me ready for the bigger stages.
And, you know, folks are listening to this broadcast all over the country, probably all over the world. And if you'd like to see Landau's hometown, Logan, West Virginia, during the holidays, a wonderful time to come to town. There's a huge light display called Christmas in the Park with tens of thousands of lighted Christmas displays and a great Christmas concert with Landau Eugene Murphy Jr. Tickets are available online. You can purchase your tickets online at LandauMurphyJr.com for that Christmas homecoming show. Landau Eugene Murphy Jr. is our guest today on the Burke Allen Show. And Landau, you worked on your first album, on That's Life, with a Grammy Award-winning producer, songwriter, performer. Steve Tyrell is a guy who wrote songs for Ray Charles, for Elvis Presley, for LL Cool J. He coached Rod Stewart vocally. He worked with Smokey Robinson, Mary J. Blige. The list is as long as my arm. What did you learn working with Steve Tyrell?
I basically learned, like, stuff that I had already been doing, I realized that professionals are doing, you know? And it was just like, wow, I can't believe I had been already doing, like, because I had, like, a studio in my basement at one time or in my closet in a bedroom. And it's just the way that he did it. It was sort of the same way that I had already been doing it at home. So it was just good to be in, like, a real professional studio and see how they work. You know, and Steve kind of let me, you know, be myself the whole time through the whole thing. So that was just a great experience.
It reinforced then that you were on the right path already. And for folks who didn't see Landau on America's Got Talent, you perform songs from the Great American Songbook, which is also what Steve does. And these are not the kinds of songs that people would expect to come out of you. I mean, you're a tall, skinny, dreadlock-wearing African-American guy. And at some point along the way, you had to have heard those songs as a child, I guess, or as a young man. Can you remember the first time you sort of were exposed to that genre of music as opposed to what folks would typically think you might hear as far as R&B or rock and roll or even country growing up in West Virginia?
Oh, yeah. The first time I was exposed to that was watching TV with my mom and my brother. We was watching Motown 25. It was an episode with Joe Cocker, Luther Vandross, Boy George, Stevie Wonder, Patti LaBelle. They gave and actually Bill Cosby was the host of that particular show, and it was really funny. They gave a shout out to Nat King Cole. And the song that they played when they gave a tribute to him was Mona Lisa, which is my mom's name. So right at that moment, me and my brother was teasing my mom about the song and whatever. And I just really liked the way that Nat King Cole was just so relaxed, you know. And then, I mean, just watching television, I mean, Little Debbie commercials and things like that, you always heard Frank Sinatra in TV. And then the 90s rolled around and Married with Children came on television with Big Al Bundy. And the theme song of that show was Love and Marriage. So it was just something that I would sing to my friends just clowning around, you know, and that's basically how I got into it.
Landau Eugene Murphy Jr. is our guest today, and he got into it in a big way. That's Life, his debut album, hit number one on the Billboard charts about this time last year and stayed there for several weeks. Debuted in the top 40 overall, and Landau is doing a Christmas concert tour before he heads out on a nationwide tour next year as part of America's Got Talent. Landau Eugene Murphy Jr. is our guest today. What has been the most fulfilling part? Inside, you take away the sort of the glitz and the glamour of how much things have changed for you. What has really been the most fulfilling part of your journey?
Basically just believing in myself and fulfilling my dream, you know. I mean, it's always been a dream of mine to be on a bigger stage and to be entertaining the world, you know, and then also to let my kids see what I do. So that's been the most fulfilling part, just spending time with my family. And I bought a house, which is my first house that I've ever owned in my life, you know, and my kids came and spent Thanksgiving with me, so it's just been a blessing, you know.
I guess it's got to make you feel really good to know how proud your kids are of the dad after all this time, because you had some struggles along the way.
Yes, I had a lot of struggles. You know, me and my kid's mother, you know, we split up, but I always stayed in their life, and I always wanted to make sure that I was going to be a part of their life forever. And so I just clawed my way back to that point, you know, and my dreams helped all of that happen. So I feel tremendously blessed for that.
You're a spiritual guy. You and I have had this conversation a time or two. When you lay your head down on your pillow at night, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for, I guess, just the belief that God put in me, to believe in Him, to believe in myself, to believe in the people that He has placed in my life, you know, and I thank Him for that. I thank Him for giving me great people in my life. You know, through all the good and the bad, I'm basically surrounded by great people.
It's a huge blessing and a great thing to be thankful for. Landau Eugene Murphy, Jr., our guest today on the Burke Allen Show. He's my buddy, and we're going to spend a lot of the Christmas holidays together on Landau's Christmas Made for Two tour, including a concert, the only one sort of close to both Charleston and Parkersburg, West Virginia. So if you're a Landau fan in the Mountain State or nearby in Ohio or Kentucky, it would be a great opportunity for you to see him this Friday night at the brand-new National Guard Armory in Millwood. It's a stunning state-of-the-art facility, and Landau will have some special surprises there, some contest winners who will sing on stage with him. He'll also be joined by the Ravenswood Raves Review to perform Christmas songs, lots of Christmas music to get you in the holiday spirit, and tickets for that show, as well as the other holiday shows on Landau's calendar, available online at LandauMurphyJr.com. That's LandauMurphyJr.com. Back with more with Landau Eugene Murphy Jr. in 60 seconds on the Burke Allen Show.
Over 14 million people witnessed his emotional story of survival and triumph on national television.
I've been doing this, man, for so long, like ever since I was a kid.
Millions more voted him their favorite in a landslide win.
The winner is...
And now, you can be a part of the experience live.
Landau Eugene!
Landau Eugene Murphy Jr.
Ain't that a kick in the head?
Your America's Got Talent winner.
I've got you.
Landau Eugene Murphy Jr.
Under my
thumb. Live. Performing classics from the Great American Songbook and his Columbia Records debut CD, That's Life.
That's Life.
Landau Eugene Murphy Jr.'s That's Life Tour. The one concert event this year you absolutely can't miss.
See Landau Eugene Murphy Jr. live in Millwood, West Virginia, December 14th, in Logan on December 22nd, and in Beckley on December 28th. Tickets and more information at LandauMurphyJr.com. It's the Burke Allen Show. Our phone number is 718-506-1944, 718-506-1944. If you have a question or a comment for Landau, Eugene Murphy Jr., our guest today. Landau, we played the bumper song there, Cars, because before this all happened for you, before you won America's Got Talent, you were a car detailer for Mike Farrell Toyota there in our home county of Logan County, West Virginia. And now it all comes full circle. A year later, Mike Farrell Toyota is sponsoring your Christmas homecoming concert December 22nd, along with Logan Bank and Trust, who you do some banking with, and the Logan County Convention and Visitors Bureau, the Hatfield-McCoy Convention and Visitors Bureau, and the county commission there. How does it feel to have sort of that whole community behind you and supporting your dream? What's that like?
That's amazing. That's what everybody wants from their hometown, you know. I mean, I didn't ask my hometown to do this. I mean, it's just something, out of their heart. So I really appreciate it. You know, working for Mike Farrell was, was great for me. It gave me a chance to, you know, have headphones on my head and listen to my music and sing while I work. You know, and he's just a good guy, you know. As soon as I came back to this town, he was the first person to give me a job, and it was just like, I really appreciated it.
And Mike Farrell, along with Logan Bank and Trust, the Hatfield-McCoy Convention and Visitors Bureau, the Logan County Commission, all sponsoring Landau's Homecoming Christmas Concert, December 22nd. That's in Logan, West Virginia, Saturday night at the Coalfield Jamboree Theater. There are still some tickets available, but they're going fast, and you can pick them up at any Logan Bank and Trust location or online at LandauMurphyJr.com. So, Landau, here's something that I've picked up in the time that we spent together this past year all over the country. You know, everywhere you go, people are now telling you how great you are, how much they love your music, how you inspire them, you know, and that's got to do something to your head. So what do you do when people tell you this constantly every day now to stay grounded, to stay humble, to remember who you are and where you came from? When everybody is puffing you up, how do you keep from getting puffed up?
I'm in Logan County. You know, I'm at home, you know, so I can't. I mean, all these people know exactly who I am. And that's why I never moved away. That's why I didn't want to move to California or L.A. or New York, because I think when people do that, they kind of lose sight of where they come from. They lose sight of their roots. They lose a piece of who they are. You know, so I stayed at home where everybody knows me, so there's no way I can pretend to be somebody that I'm not. I can't ever be a fake person. I always have to be me. And as soon as I stop doing that, then, you know, you'll hear it in the TV and radio. People start doing interviews about me like Landau has lost his mind. He's not that same guy that we all love.
Yep.
You know, and that's how I do it. I just stay grounded. And most people who tell me that I'm great, I also return it, and I tell them how great they are. And I thank them for all their support. And, you know, and I just tell them to follow their dreams, you know, and one day it'll be them sitting up on that stage and people telling them how wonderful they are. That's basically how I do it.
Our guest is Landau Eugene Murphy, Jr. I'm proud to call him my friend and also a fabulous entertainer. He's doing a row of Christmas shows in his home state of West Virginia before heading out on a national tour with dates coming up in January in Tulsa at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, and January also in Panama City at the Marina Civic Center, and he'll be in St. Petersburg, Florida in February before heading out all over the country from coast to coast with America's Got Talent. You talked about how you talk to people who meet you, Landau, about how great they are, and they could be up on that stage. I've seen young artists and young people who are interested in the music business. Some of them are going on these competition shows like you did with America's Got Talent, who are interested in breaking into show business, and they come to you for advice. What advice do you give them?
I just tell them to follow their heart, you know, and try to sing songs. When you go on competition shows, you want to sing songs that are not basically just for you. You're trying to entertain everybody. You're trying to entertain those judges. You're trying to entertain the hearts and the minds of America, especially if it's a televised show. So you want to relate to everybody. So that's why I kind of like picked a Great American Songbook to do mine, and I did it in New York. So it wasn't just like a quick by night thing for me. I kind of had to plan and strategize how I was going to do this, you know. And I mean, because I do all genres of music. I could have went in there and done Motown. I could have went in and done hip hop or Southern rock or anything like that. But doing Frank Sinatra, I felt like was going to bring back a lot of memories for all our elders around the world who has nothing on TV for them nowadays to even watch, you know. And I gave them something to sit down and watch, you know. A lot of people in the nursing homes have been telling me how much, you know, that I uplift their spirits and brought back great memories. And at the same time, I was showing, you know, young kids, the next generation, what good music was all about, you know. And so to anybody who's going on these shows, I try to tell them, you know, just follow your heart and try to remember the people. You know, don't lose yourself, you know, trying to just do something for you. You got to you have to give something back to the people, because that's who's going to make you or break you. I mean, if I'd have went there and did hip-hop, you know, a lot of them would probably been like, okay, he can rap, but we hear so many rappers. Okay, let's move on to the next thing, you know. But my be doing Frank Sinatra, it was just that wow factor. It was like, wow, I could sit and listen to this guy. And then he's like, hey, Mom, come in here and listen to this guy. You know, Grandma, get up. We can listen to this dude right here, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's how you get them, you know. So I try to tell everybody, just follow your heart and do what's right for the people.
You know, you're a pretty cool customer, and one of the things that always amazes me, when you come off stage and I give you a hug, you've not even broken a sweat. Let's go back to America's Got Talent. When you're in front of a national television audience of, you know, up to 14 million people, does it get easier, and are you more comfortable as it goes along, or does it get harder, and does the pressure ratchet up as you go along in a competition like that with so much at stake?
I think it gets easier. I mean, my first initial audition was the most nervous I had been on the show, and that's just because I was kind of starstruck. I had just seen Howie Mandel. I just seen Piers Morgan, Sharon, and Nick Cannon. I met Nick Cannon backstage before I even went on the show, and that, like, blew my mind. You know?
Mm-hmm.
He gave me the pound. We did a little ghetto handshake with each other that everybody does, you know, and it was just... it was amazing. So once the producer came and gave me my microphone, was like, okay, you're up next. That was like the moment where I was like really, really nervous. And it was just like my hands would start sweating. It's like I'm sweating diamonds out of the pores of my hand. And it's just, yeah, man, my microphone was soaking wet. And I told the guy, I was like, am I going to get electrocuted? He was like, what's wrong? I was like, look. And I showed him my microphone. He was like, oh, my God. He's like, your hands are soaking wet. He's like, does it always happen to you? I was like, yeah, it happens every time before I go on stage. He was like, well, that's a good thing. So, you know, I've learned to embrace it, you know. And like I said before, doing all the charity and things like that for 8 years, 8, 9 years for WeCan programs and Children's Home Society, Child Advocate Centers and things like that, it kind of groomed me to be ready for those big moments, for bigger stages. I mean, so I'm never scared in front of a stage. You know, it's just I think it makes me more excited when there's more people, but it kind of gets easier as I go along. So I'm just having fun, man, just living my dreams. I mean, how can you be scared of your own dreams? If I was scared of my own dreams, I mean, I don't think I would want to be dreaming them.
Our guest is Landau Eugene Murphy Jr., my buddy, who is doing a Christmas tour. It kicks off tomorrow with a sold-out show at the Pocahontas Opera House. Then December 14th, some tickets were just released for the concert in Millwood, West Virginia, at the brand-new state-of-the-art National Guard Armory. Now, Millwood is exactly in the middle between Charleston and Parkersburg, and so that's a phenomenal opportunity if you're in either of those two cities or right there in Jackson County to see Landau's Christmas tour. On December 22nd, it's the big Christmas homecoming concert put on in part with WVOW Radio as part of their 60th anniversary, the very first radio station to ever play Landau on the air, and that is at the Coalfield Jamboree. December 28th, it's the grand opening of the new Raleigh Theater in Beckley, West Virginia. Landau will be the first performer to grace the stage at the Raleigh Theater, and tickets go on sale for that show today at the Raleigh, and that is December the 28th. And then next month in January, as we kick off the new year, performances at the legendary Greenbrier Resort and Casino, also in Tulsa at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, and in Panama City, Florida at the Marina Civic Center. Tickets and more information on all those shows at LandauMurphyJr.com. All right, Landau, I'm going to put you on the spot. You listen to a lot of your music on your cell phone, on your mobile. What are you listening to on your phone right now? If you were to pull it up, what's on there? What's on your hot list?
Right now is my Christmas CD that I finished. I've been listening to it and listening to it and trying to decide whether I wanted to put it out yet for all my fans. But I just think I could have put more songs on there for them, so I'm trying to hold that back.
Fair enough. Pretty good,
but I'm just not really, really satisfied with it. So I'm just going to hold that back till 2013. I also got my That's Life CD on there. And I listen to a lot of Rick Ross because he has like a nice big band sound to a couple of the songs that he's made. And who, for the listeners out there, Rick Ross is a rapper out of Miami. He's from Maybach Music out of Miami, Florida. And I kind of like the style that he, the approach that he took to his new album. I mean, it's more, it's got like this big band sound to it. It's not just beats and booms and clacks. You know, it's got the horns, it's got the string section, it's got everything. I mean, but it's hip hop at the same time. And if the lyrics were cleaned up, I mean, I would probably blast it out loud, but I can't because
because it's not
right. Because it's not clean at all. So, but other than that, I mean, I listen to a lot of the Rat Pack old Christmas songs and things like that. And I got to stay in touch with my Frank Sinatra side, so I listen to him, too.
So you got a pretty broad playlist there. Here's an email question. It came in on our Flash chat today. Do you think, Landau, it made a difference that you became a success later in life as opposed to as a young person? That's a great question. So would did this have been different for you? Would you have handled it different if this would have happened to you at 22 as opposed to at you know, 36, 37 years old?
I think it made a difference, but a lot of people don't think I could have handled it then, but I've always been like a quiet, humble type of person, so I'm pretty sure I'd have made it. But I'm kind of glad that it happened at this point in my life because I didn't have all the experience then, you know, that I have now. I didn't have all the time on stage. I didn't have all the time with the people in the industry or, you know, dealing with different type of people in different states. I didn't have all that that grooming process yet. So I'm glad that I had a chance to go through all of those things to learn the way to, you know, the whole thing works. And I kind of like took it in stride. I mean, even on the stage, you see me on at the show with Anna Graceman or Team Illuminator, whoever. I was on the stage at the time. I was so calm because, you know, I had felt like I had already won just by doing the audition. That's the way my spirit was. My spirit was like, I've already won. You know, even though they haven't announced it, I just felt like inside of me, I felt like I've just conquered everything that I've ever feared, you know, and everything that I've ever wanted to do has just came true. So, I mean, I'm glad it happened at this time in my life because I'm older. And I was wiser with my money. I think if I'd have done it at 22, I'd have had a closet full of Jordans and, you know,
and that new house might not be there.
Yeah, you know, but right now I got like 3 pair of Jordans and, you know, and a big house that I bought for my kids and my family and I bought my wife a car and I bought me a car for my business. But other than that, it's just I think I would have took it pretty good, but I wouldn't be in the frame of mind that I'm in now. I think I'd have been more arrogant or probably cockier because, I mean, as a young kid, that's what you want to do. You want to go nah, 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 nah. You know what I'm saying? It's like having a big ice cream and the other kid doesn't have one. You're gonna rub it in his face. And me,
well, I think
being
you've handled
age
it very well.
38, I mean, I kind of handled it really, really good, so I thank God for that.
Well, and you have. You've handled it very well, and we'll enjoy spending the Christmas holidays with you. Landau Eugene Murphy Jr.'s Christmas Made for Two Christmas Concert Tour kicks off tomorrow at the Pocahontas Opera House. That show is sold out. There are still tickets available for Friday night's show in Millwood at the National Guard Armory. That's right in between Charleston and Parkersburg, a short 45-minute drive from either town. on December 22nd, the Christmas Homecoming Concert in Logan, West Virginia, at the Coalfield Jamboree, and December 28th in Beckley, the grand opening. Landau will be the first performer to grace the stage at the gorgeous new Raleigh Theater. Tickets for that show available at Little General stores and at the Raleigh Theater box office starting today. Tickets for the Logan show available at Logan Bank and Trust locations in Logan, Mann, Chapmanville, and Hearts, and online at LandauMurphyJr.com. And tickets are available in Ravenswood, Ripley, and Point Pleasant, as well as online for the December 14th show at the National Guard Armory in Millwood. Landau, thanks for spending some time with us today, and I'll see you on the road tomorrow, my brother.
All right, Bert Allen.
Woohoo! Landau Eugene Murphy Jr., our guest today on the Burke Allen Show, live from our broadcast bunker in Washington, D.C. I'm Burke Allen. Get out there and make it a great day. Thank you for listening.